Hi, and welcome to Actual Books Audio. My name is Chris Taylor, and today we're discussing Willpower. This book was written by John Tierney and Roy Baumeister, and the summary is written by Alyssa Burkus. Quote, self-control is a vital strength and a key to success in life. It comes from Willpower, page 13. Have you ever had a goal that seemed out of reach? Well, if you're like 99% of the people I know, you have tackled a change, resolution, or new self-help project that eventually became too difficult to see through to the end. If those goals are still in your life to-do list, willpower can help you reach them by teaching you the physical and mental elements necessary for developing the self-control you need to keep you on that path. While I'm not convinced that willpower is the greatest human strength, I would argue our capacity for compassion would top any list, I do agree that strengths in willpower and self-control are key for anyone who wants to set and achieve a significant goal. The authors of this book, Ray Baumeister and John Tierney, have spent a lifetime analyzing willpower and its effects on human life. Although scientific, with numerous studies referenced throughout, the structure and approach of the book are easy to follow, and the reader is left with a workable set of approaches for improving willpower and self-control. The golden egg for this week's article, influence great outcomes. Quote, exercising self-control in one area seemed to improve all areas of life. That comes from page 136 of Willpower. The authors provide extensive examples of how those who were able to develop skills to master self-control in one aspect of their lives, such as exercise, led to abilities in all other aspects. Example, they smoked less, they drank less, they kept their homes cleaner, etc. Building a strong foundation of strength and self-control gives us the ability to exert that willpower in many aspects of our lives. This becomes particularly important if the goals you set require persistence and dedication, as it can be too easy to get off track. Gem number one, boost willpower and self-control. Quote, to promise not to do a thing is the surest way in the world to make the body want to go and do that very thing. That's Mark Twain as quoted in Willpower on page 234. Our minds can play physical tricks on us, as felt in the cravings for the very thing we're trying to eliminate from our life. The authors provide extensive evidence connecting our body's sugar glucose levels to our ability to exert self-control. If your glucose levels are low, so is your willpower. Plus, you deplete glucose by exerting willpower as well. Quote, even just expecting to exert self-control can make the body hungry for sweets. That comes from page 1, from 51. So, how to overcome what might seem like a losing battle? The authors recommend planning for a period that will require strong self-control, particularly in ensuring you manage the physical impact of willpower exertions. Some of their tips include 1. Small, frequent, healthy meals to feed the beast with low glycemic foods. They mention vegetables, nuts, raw fruits, apples, blueberries, pears, cheese, fish, meats, olive oil, and other good fats to regulate your blood sugar levels. Number 2, ensure adequate sleep. Quote, by resting, we reduce the body's demand for glucose, and we also improve its overall ability to make use of glucose in the bloodstream. Comes from page 59. 3, try small physical self-control routines, like using proper posture, or always using yes instead of yep, which can actually strengthen your brain for bigger tasks like dieting or quitting smoking. Number 4, tackle only one change at a time. You don't have enough willpower to handle multiple changes. Number 5, defer the reward. Tell yourself, not now, maybe later. And that's sometimes enough to trick your brain into avoiding it altogether. Gem number 2, routine and good habits. Quote, their willpower gradually got stronger, so it was less readily depleted. As long as you were motivated to do some kind of exercise, your overall willpower could improve. It comes from Willpower, page 137. The example above talks about exercise that applies to any scenario where you need to exert self-control. Doing so can help build willpower that can apply to all aspects of your life. Good habits of exercise and moderate portion control, for example, can become routine and no longer requires exertion of willpower to maintain the habit. Quote, if you struggle with temptation and then give in, you're still depleted because you struggled. Giving in does not replenish the willpower you have already expended. Page 243. The authors cover key willpower drains such as procrastination and dieting, and many of the elements they cover are common stumbling blocks for anyone trying to make their resolutions or commitments stick. The book focuses primarily on the individual's perspective in conquering self-control, but it would be interesting to consider from a marketing or manager's perspective. What do you need to do to break down someone else's willpower? For example, for impulse purchases, or motivate them to stick to tough tasks to reach significant goals. So, find that New Year's resolution or lifelong goal that you want to achieve and get started. With willpower, you have the framework, strategies, and tools you need to accomplish any of those major goals on your list. Just make sure you only tackle one goal at a time. Oh, and bring a snack. This has been Actionable Books Audio. My name is Chris Taylor, and we were discussing the book Willpower, written by John Tierney and Roy Baumeister, and the summary was written by Alyssa Berkus. We hope you enjoyed it.